Ferek of Kalim, second Mishnah, Isa Shleima, Fichen Kupa. We're talking about a kaveris, this beehive, which is a kli, which was put into another kli cheris. Or there's a kupa, a basket, Vichen Chemes, another type of jar. Even though we saw that you cannot split a tano in half of the mechitza, but if you put a kli inside the tano, so that's a din of toichoi v'loi toich toichoi. So that a kli is mapsik, the inner kli is mapsik between that and the outer kli, and the sheretz is in the inner one, the outer one will not become tummy. Sheretz b'tano, aichlin b'toich toich, and also the other way around, if it's a sheretz in the tano, the aichlin b'toich in this kli's toich. Nikvoy, if it got a hole, ha'osi lo'ichlon shi'a b'zeisim. If the hole was, if it was a kli that was made for holding dry goods, foods, so if the hole is less than the size of a zeis, it's still considered full. It's considered complete kli, not broken. Ha'osi l'mashkim shi'a b'mashkim. If it's made for liquids, then it has to be shi'a that can hold the liquids. Ha'osi l'kach l'kach, matil matz l'chum, b'kain is mashke. If it's done for both, then we're machme that the second it has a hole the size that water would come into it from the outside, that is enough to be considered not a clean. The male will not protect the inner area from the mekabel tumah from the sheretz in the outer area.